Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Tuesday, April 23rd. In today's episode, Supreme Court pulls up Patanjali Center and Indian Medical Association in misleading ads case. BJP Tamil Nadu Chief Annamalai booked for provocation. PM Modi doubles down on his Congress allegations a day after massive row. Sharad Pawar's controversial remark on PM Modi, no relief for jailed Delhi CM Arvind Kejriwal and Iran-Pakistan's attempt to mend strained ties. First up, the Supreme Court spared neither the petitioners nor the defendants in its tough questioning as it continued a marathon hearing into misleading advertisements by Ramdev's Patanjali Ayurved. First, the bench of Justices Hima Kohli and A. Amanullah was unimpressed with the small, perfunctory apology that Patanjali published in newspapers, following the court's previous order. The bench asked why the apologies were filed yesterday and that it should have been done earlier. Patanjali counsel Mukul Rohatgi said the apology was published in 67 newspapers at a cost of Rs. 10 lakh. Justice Hima Kohli asked, and I quote, "Has the apology been published prominently? Same font and size as your earlier advertisements," unquote. When Mr. Rohatgi said the company had spent lakhs, the court replied, "We are not bothered." The case will be taken up again next week. Next, the bench came down against the centre asking why the government had omitted Rule 170 from the Drugs and Magical Remedies Act, or DMR, which prohibits advertising medicines as products with magical abilities. Rule 170 was inserted in the DMR in 2018 to check claims made by companies including Patanjali selling Ayurvedic preparations. In August last year, however, the Ayush Ministry made a surprising U-turn based on a special technical board's input and recommended its omission. The bench closed this saying the matter needs further introspection and the centre needs to crack down on FMCGs with false advertising or dangerous practices. The court said the centre and authorities may have been too occupied with revenues to take cognizance. The bench then told the petitioner, the Indian Medical Association, that it needs to put its house in order as well, citing claims of unethical practices such as pushing certain expensive or unnecessary medicines. Quote, "Now we are looking at everything. We are looking at children, babies, women, and no one can be taken for a ride," the court said, adding, quote, "Why should we not put the beam on you? You point fingers, but the other fingers are pointed at you," unquote. Next up, updates from the Lok Sabha campaigns. BJP Tamil Nadu Chief K. Annamalai has been booked on charges of provocation with an intent to cause riot, as he claimed a DMK cadre murdered a woman for voting for someone other than DMK in the Cuddalore district. The Cuddalore police later debunked the claim and said the woman was murdered in a case of personal enmity. And Mr. Annamalai stands charged with inciting communities, spreading rumours and insulting a community with an intent to provoke. This is the second case against Mr. Annamalai, who was booked on April 12th for unlawful assembly, wrongful restraint and causing public nuisance, all in violation of the Model Code of Conduct. But Mr. Annamalai has doubled down on his claim. He posted on X, and I quote, "I understand the fascist DMK government has filed an FIR on my name for exposing the truth about Srimati Gomati's murder by DMK goons. Listen to Srimati Gomati's husband and her relatives confirming that it wasn't some previous enmity. The real reason is that she voted for the Bharatiya Janata Party," unquote. In Gujarat, Surat Congress leader Nilesh Kumbhani, whose nomination as Lok Sabha candidate was rejected over alleged discrepancies, is missing and can't be reached over the phone, local media reported today. As a result of his disqualification and eight other candidates withdrawing from the contest, BJP leader Mukesh Dalal was announced as the first Lok Sabha win by the BJP on Tuesday. After rumours that Mr. Kumbhani may join the BJP, Congress workers protested outside his locked house with posters that read, "Janta ka gaddar," or "People's traitor." The Congress has approached the Election Commission alleging that the ruling BJP in Gujarat exerted, quote, "wrong and undue influence," unquote, and demanded a restart of the poll process. Meanwhile, PM Modi, after a massive row on his Congress wealth redistribution claim, has reasserted his stance today. In a campaign rally in Rajasthan's Tonk, PM Modi said, and I quote, "The day before yesterday in Rajasthan, I put forth some truth in front of the country and the entire Congress and India alliance went into a panic. I put forth the truth that Congress is plotting to snatch your property and distribute it to their special people," unquote. adding that Congress wanted to take away SC-ST reservation by offering it to Muslims in 2004, and that chanting Hanuman Chalisa would be almost criminal in a Congress rule. The opposition alliance filed a complaint with the Election Commission yesterday over PM Modi allegedly equating Muslims to infiltrators and claiming that Congress will take people's property and distribute it among people with more children. Nationalist Congress Party Sharad Chand Pawar leader Sharad Pawar on Monday claimed former prime ministers work to make a new India, but PM Modi only criticizes others and doesn't speak about what his government has done for the people in the last 10 years. Addressing a campaign rally in Amravati for Mahavikas Aghadi, Mr. Pawar alleged that PM Modi was trying to create fear and emulating Russian President Vladimir Putin. Next up, Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal and Telangana lawmaker K. Kavita's custody will remain in Delhi's Tihar Jail till May 7th. Both politicians were arrested in March in the alleged Delhi liquor policy scam case. While the Enforcement Directorate once called Mr. Kejriwal the kingpin of the entire operation in court, Ms. Kavita is alleged to be a conspirator and money launderer in the case. The Rouse Avenue Court also extended 14-day custody of another accused, Aam Aadmi Party's alleged fund manager for Goa elections, Chanpreet Singh. All three accused were produced before the court through a virtual conference. In a related matter earlier today, Mr. Kejriwal, a type 2 diabetes patient, received his first shot of insulin in reportedly 32 days after court intervention. Mr. Kejriwal had moved the court last week asking for insulin injections. But the plea had been opposed by Enforcement Directorate, which claimed the chief minister had deliberately eaten high-sugar food items to elevate glucose levels and apply for medical bail. On Monday, a Delhi court directed a panel of specialists from the center-run All India Institute of Medical Sciences, or AIIMS, to assess the chief minister's condition and establish if insulin is in fact needed. However, the court denied Mr. Kejriwal's plea for a daily 15-minute video consultation with his regular doctor. Meanwhile, Aam Aadmi Party claimed on Monday that Mr. Kejriwal wrote a letter to the superintendent of Tihar Jail and accused him of issuing false and misleading statements about his health under political pressure. Breaking from breaking news, air travel restrictions and fear of law could not deter these two bizarre smuggling events in India. First, in Mumbai, airport officials seized diamonds and gold worth ₹6.46 crore from four separate passengers. One of them hid diamonds in packets of noodles, an airport release stated, adding nearly 10 Indian nationals from various Middle Eastern countries collectively had 6 kilograms of gold, quote, concealed in the rectum of the body and inside the baggage, unquote. While at Bengaluru Airport, officials must have experienced a jump scare when they found 10 yellow anacondas concealed in a check-in baggage of passenger arriving from Bangkok. Saying that wildlife smuggling will not be tolerated, Bengaluru Customs posted on X, action under the Wildlife Act and the Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species of Wild Fauna and Flora, or CITES, will be taken against the culprit. Now back to news. Pakistan found no solidarity from Iran on the issue of Kashmir. Iran President Ibrahim Raisi met Pakistani Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif during his visit to Islamabad on Monday to discuss strengthening bilateral ties months after the two countries exchanged airstrikes against alleged terrorist hideouts on rival lands. During their joint press conference, Sharif tried to link Iran's support for Gaza against Israel in the ongoing violent conflict with Kashmir. Thanking President Raisi, he said, and I quote, "I thank you and the people of Iran for raising your voice for Kashmir," unquote. However, Raisi did not acknowledge the comment and did not mention Kashmir in his speech. He chose to reiterate Iran's support for those fighting against oppression, especially in Palestine. The countries which share a rather tense land border, especially Balochistan, which is split between Pakistan and Iran, agreed to make joint efforts in their fight against terrorism. Shehbaz Sharif said he had detailed discussions with President Raisi on religious, cultural, diplomatic, investment and security matters during the meeting. And lastly, Europe travel is set to become easier for Indian nationals with the new Schengen visa regime. Under the new rule, Indian travelers who frequently visit Europe will now be able to apply for multiple entries with one visa in the Schengen area, which comprises 25 countries out of the 27 EU countries, except the Republic of Ireland and Cyprus. Under the new regulation, Indian travelers can now obtain a 2-year Schengen visa if they have appropriately utilized 2 Schengen visas within the last 3 years. The new rules essentially say that Indian travelers can move freely within the Schengen member countries for short stays, typically up to 90 days within any 180-day period, without the need for additional permits or authorizations. The decision to tweak the rules comes in a broader context of improving relations between the European Union and India. That's all for today. You were listening to The News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to The News with NDTV on Spotify, Apple and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.